Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, a very cold Washington, D.C. today, here on this 16th of February. We are going to be joined by a very special guest this evening. He's a regular guest in this show, but he's a very, very special guest when he's a very regular guest on the show. And I'll tell you who it is in a minute. He has a very interesting story to tell that we do need to know about. He's already told this story on radio several times, and he has written about it, and it has stirred up quite a bit of interest, and rightly so. Now, you know, as I was thinking about this show this evening, and it will touch on that controversial subject of Jewish power in America, Jewish financial power, the state of Israel, those interrelated topics that we cannot get away from because they do affect us on a day-to-day basis. I got to thinking that, you know, there's a lot of people who say, ah, there goes Piper again, always blaming the Jews. Then again, there's some people out there who don't think I blame the Jews enough. You know, as I always say, I'm damned if I do and damned if I don't. But you know what's interesting about that? Over the past several weeks, I've had occasion to listen to a variety of broadcasts on internet radio, both here on this network and elsewhere. And I've been on a number of forums, specifically looking for information regarding to the response to my series of programs on the destruction of the Institute for Historical Review and Liberty Lobby. And as a consequence of that, you know, in surfing the internet, so to speak, and listening to a wide variety of programs, you get a very, very good sampling of what a lot of people are thinking. And sometimes you just don't understand where people are coming from. Other times you get so damn frustrated, you know, people misquote what you've said or misinterpret what you've said and then make judgments based on that misinterpretation. But in any case, one of the things that struck me, and I heard a guest on a program on this network recently make an interesting comment. He was talking about at one point having been given orders, and he referred to himself sarcastically. He said, "Well, I'm a good German, so I followed my orders." Now, basically that, folks, ladies and gentlemen, that's an attack on the German people. You know, again, it all harkens back to this whole image of the Holocaust, that unfortunately, the Holocaust that Adolf Hitler and Nazism, that unfortunately, not only our liberal friends and our left-wing friends and our communist friends so eager to pounce on, but so many people who call themselves patriots. And I even found that there are certain people on white nationalist forums who denounce Hitler and the Nazis because it seems like the thing to do, and they want to emphasize it. Oh, well, they didn't have anything to do with murdering 6 million Jews, or, oh, well, Hitler has a bad image, so we don't want to be identified with Adolf Hitler. Why, we wear ties when we go to Jared Taylor's conferences. No, I didn't. No one actually said that, ladies and gentlemen, but the point is that everybody is so eager to bash the Germans, as though the word German is a substitute for evil, or as though the word German is a substitute for killer. Perfectly fashionable to criticize the German people. Now, I have German blood, of course, a mixture of German blood on both sides of my family. But I don't take offense at that. I take offense at the historical inaccuracies involved here in the German bashing. So although so many patriots are ready to bash the Germans, some of these same patriots would be the last ones to dare to criticize Israel or Jewish interests. Think about that, folks. Think about that. When we come back, we'll get to our guest, and I know you'll find this guest very, very interesting. I'm not going to tell you who it is, though, till you get back. So stay tuned.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Chelarex from scienceformulas.com. Chelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Chelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Chelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Chelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Chelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Chelarex, chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here at republicbroadcasting.org. Reminding you, as always, to check out American Free Press at AmericanFreePress.net and the Barnes Review at BarnesReview.com. You know, reflecting on my comments before the break, I remember that I used to have this friend in high school and college. He started off as just basically your everyday human being, and then suddenly he became part of a clique of Bible-thumping Jewish people worshiping Christians. Well, of course, I don't consider those people Christians anymore, but he absolutely worshiped the Jewish people and perceived anti-Semitism to be a very, very bad thing, you know, anti-Jewish attitudes. Well, he did an amazing turnabout and became very anti-Jewish, and this was a very funny guy, ladies and gentlemen. I haven't been in touch with him in years. He looked a bit like Barney Rubble from the Flintstones. I recall he used to have a great deal of fun with me. If we'd be in groups of people, maybe sitting in a cafeteria or in a restaurant or even in a bar as we got to be older and drunker, and he would point at me with an accusing finger and he'd say, "He sounds just like Hitler. He sounds just like Hitler." And you know, unfortunately, what my friend was doing was satirizing that kind of mentality that unfortunately is running rampant in the patriot community today, so much that patriots are beginning to sound like old-style Soviet communists who accused everybody of being fascists or Nazis or Hitler apologists. So You know, the more things change, the more they remain the same. All right, well, our guest tonight is Mark Glenn. Mark, are you there?
I am always here, Mike.
I'm sorry to keep you hanging on there, Mark, but
I've
been thinking about that little phenomenon all day long here.
You know, when you said
when
you said Barney Rubble, I couldn't remember because it's been 40 years since I've seen a good Flintstones episode. And I'm thinking, Barney Rubble, and I'm thinking Barney Fife.
No, Barney Rubble was a short, fat, blonde-haired guy that ran around with Fred Flintstone.
And then as soon as you said the Flintstones, then voila, it popped up right in my head.
I think all of our listeners know who the Flintstones are, even from our oldest to the youngest. Anyway, Mark, I was very mysterious and cryptic in introducing you, and I was deliberately so, because I just wanted to prepare people for some very interesting revelations. You and I talked about this, probably sometime in the middle of last week originally, off the air.
Right.
And then you did talk about it over the weekend on one of your broadcasts. I can't remember which one it was.
It was with the Great Arab.
With the Great Arab, yeah. Yeah, that Muslim. Hashem Talawi, yeah. But anyway, you talked about it on Hashem's program. And, of course, you did another broadcast this evening on another network. And I've already gotten a couple emails from people who have either read your article or heard you talking about this subject. And if people didn't hear about it already, tonight they will hear about it. And I want to tell you something. As I told you at the time, it kind of made me, I don't know if it gave me chills down my spine or I don't know, but it made my hair stand on end. What's the old phraseology? But, Mark, I'm just going to go ahead and ask you to outline what you know about this very disturbing subject.
All right. Well, last week I received a forward from someone, I don't even remember who it was. I believe it was somebody who listened to this program, and it was a YouTube video clip of a C-SPAN interview that took place January the 27th. And this particular C-SPAN program featured as the morning guest, I don't remember which program it is. It's one of those morning shows C-SPAN runs where they, it's not the book notes, it's the other one where they'll have a politician on there or somebody of some importance. And this particular episode, if you want to call it that, featured Representative Ken Yorsky, who is a Democrat from Pennsylvania. And he was being accosted in this interview by a female caller who was just furious over this debate that was taking place over the current stimulus package. And she was saying, you know, why are we giving all of this money to these big fat cats on Wall Street when Joe Sixpack could better use this on Main Street? And so you could see that he was very uncomfortable with the tone of the conversation. And then he, I don't know if it was in a moment of exasperation or what it was, but he basically laid it out. And the frightening thing, Mike, is that this information has been sitting there now for close to 5 months. And this is the first that we're hearing about it now. And what he said, I provided a transcript of this for the most recent article that I wrote on it. I didn't provide the whole transcript, but just the pertinent parts. And he was talking about this banking bailout that we had to pay for a few months ago to the tune of over $700 billion. And he said, why did we do that? We did that because, look, I was there when the Secretary of the Treasury and Chairman of the Federal Reserve came and talked with members of Congress about what was going on. It was about September the 15th. Here's the facts, and we don't even talk about these things. On Thursday, and this would have been the Thursday prior to the September 15th, where the Chairman of the Federal Reserve and the Secretary of Treasury came and briefed Congress. The Thursday prior to that, he says, on Thursday at about 11 a.m., the Federal Reserve noticed a tremendous drawdown of money market accounts in the United States to the tune of $550 billion being drawn out in a matter of about an hour or two. The Treasury opened up its window to help, pumped $105 billion into the system, and quickly realized they could not stem the tide. We were having an electronic run on the banks. They decided to close the operation, close down the money market accounts, and announce a guarantee of $250,000 per account so there wouldn't be further panic out there. If they had not done this, their estimation was that by 2 o'clock that afternoon, $5.5 trillion would have been drawn out of the money market system of the United States, would have collapsed the entire economy of the United States, and within 24 hours, the world economy would have collapsed. We talked about what would happen. It would have been the end of our economic and political system as we know it. And that's why we had to act and do things quickly. Why? Because if you don't have a banking system, you don't have an economy. And although we did it, it wasn't enough. The economy has been failing, or has been falling, and we're really no better off today than we were 3 months ago, as other assets are going sour by the moment. Somebody threw us in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean without a life raft, and we're trying to determine which is the closest shore and whether there's any chance in the world to swim that far. We don't know.
Somebody threw us into the Atlantic Ocean without a life raft.
Exactly.
Now again, consider that. That's a member of Congress talking.
Exactly. Not just any member of Congress either. He does sit on a subcommittee dealing with finance and banking and marketing. So, you know, he's not in charge of providing boots for our troops in Iraq, as important a job as that is. He does deal with these monetary matters. Now, the frightening thing is, Mike, of course, that what he started off right off the bat saying is, we don't talk about these things. So basically what he was saying to this lady who had just read him the Riot Act on the phone, he's saying, listen, lady, you don't know what's going on here. Let me tell you something you don't know, and we don't talk about these things. So in effect, he let the cat out of the bag and probably revealed more than he at this moment wishes he had revealed, because I guarantee you he has been visited by somebody where they told him in no uncertain terms that he messed up by revealing as much as he did.
Oh, I have no doubt about that. I mean, you know, it's so rare. And I always make this point that occasionally real truth does slip into the mass media in America in written form, in books, in a Washington Post, the Washington Times, occasionally in AP reports that are quickly edited, you know, but every once in a while, real news like this slips out of the mouths. I'm mixing metaphors here, but real news slips out of the mouths of the foxes who guard the chicken coop, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I think that's exactly what happened here. Kanjorski was on the spot, had someone providing him new orifices in his body through verbal torment. Mm-hmm. And he felt, I guess it sounds to me, as, and I haven't seen the clip, but it sounds to me from what the woman was doing and from what he said, that he just got so frustrated that he let it all hang out, again, to bring in an old metaphor, you know, or an old adage. And this is what happened. He spoke his mind. He spoke what he knew to be the truth. And if he spoke correctly, and we have to assume that he did speak correctly, we haven't seen any corrections coming from him. What he has done is, and here I go using another one of these, adages, metaphors. He shined the spotlight into some hidden area that people aren't supposed to know about. And mm-hmm. I find it very, very disturbing, because it indicates to me that there are certain people somewhere who are so very well coordinated that they could literally pull the bottom out of the economy and wreck our nation in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Within a two-hour time frame. Now, I want to know what group of people is so well connected and has so much money in the American economy that they can do such a thing.
Well, not only that, Mike, the frightening thing, as I said, is we're finding out about this now 5 months later.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what we're finding out right now, Mark, is we have the break coming up. Talk a little bit more about this, and then we have some callers. So, folks, stay tuned.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins. Lower blood sugar levels. Annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. Getthetea.com. It works.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We have as our special guest Mark Glenn talking about some revelations from Paul Kanjorski, Democratic congressman from Pennsylvania. Now, of course, this was not on the national news as it should have been. It was on a cable television talk show. And of course, they have big audiences, folks. They have big audiences, but you know, let's face it, when a bunch of politicians are on television talking with, you know, and that's not exactly presented as the news. Fortunately, somebody, at least one person out there, recognized the significance of what they heard. And by this time, I'm sure it's all over the Internet. If it's not all over the Internet, it should be all over the Internet. Anyway, Mark, what have you been able to find out anything more about any of this, or do you have any further comments on this that you think might help us understand just what's going on?
Well, as I said, based upon the Honorable Congressman's remarks, if we are to do just some simple math, we're talking about this taking place between the hours of 9 and 11 a.m. on the morning of September 11th, 2008. Now, I've had a few people send me some articles that appeared in some of Mort Zuckerman's newspapers saying that this actually took place on September the 18th. Now, of course, you know, the congressman is not a young man. He is well advanced in his years. It's possible that he misspoke or he gave the wrong date, but clearly he said that when Secretary of Treasury and the Chairman of the Federal Reserve came and spoke to Congress on the 15th, that they were talking about what had taken place the previous Thursday. And, of course, the previous Thursday to September the 15th was September the 11th. Now, and the fact that this did take place, as he said, that by 11 a.m., the chairman of the Fed noticed this drawdown to the tune of $550 billion, that it had been going on for about an hour or two, which means that it had begun somewhere around 9 or 9:30, and they had shut off the spigot, as it were, at 11 a.m. Now, there's no way that in this post-9/11 era we cannot and should not see that there is some connection to this, that this took place, that this disaster in our banking sector took place on the morning that we commemorate the day that our financial headquarters in New York were attacked, at least according to what we've been told, attacked by these Muslim terrorists who wanted to bring down America. Now, as outrageous as this is, the really interesting thing, Mike, is that none of the press picked up on this.
Now, you know, Mark, that if there had been any hint that this financial attack on the United States had been carried out by God forbid Muslims or Arabs, that we would have heard about it. That this would have been all over Fox News day in, day out for several days.
Absolutely. I mean, when you see some of the ridiculous lengths that they go to try to blame things on the Muslims. I mean, we had these forest fires that devastated Australia a week or so back, and they had some very prominent commentators and journalists in Australia trying to blame this on the Muslims. Anything they can, they try to pin to Islamic terrorism, the jihad, whatever you want to call it. So the fact that they have not even hinted at this, not even hinted at it, and I mean, I'm talking about nut jobs like Daniel Pipes and Norman Podoritz and Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh. The fact that they haven't even gone in that direction, when they are willing these days to blame everything from bad breath to unwanted facial hair on the Muslims, that tells me that the only reason that they're not is because they have been told by powerful persons not to do it, at which point we have to ask the question, okay, why not? Why are they willing? Why are these powerful persons willing to shut down any discussion of any kind of chicanery that may have been involved in this bank run, that they're even willing to forego and forfeit the propaganda benefits that they would get from something like this by blaming it on the Muslims?
Now, you know, Mark, this is the thing that struck me at the very beginning when you told me about this and you indicated there were some people were suggesting that maybe the dates were wrong, that it wasn't September 11th. But, you know, as I told you at the time, just say for the sake of argument that this happened on July 16th,
mm-hmm.
You know.
A very good day, by the way.
Excellent day, July 16th. Say it happened on July 16th, and there was this massive raid on U.S. money market accounts. Somebody was doing something, you know, which could have crippled the American economy, brought the American economy to its knees. And there was no way they could place it to some previous terrorist event or some notorious event. It should raise questions right then and there as to what the hell happened, number one. And number two, it should have still been news. Mm-hmm. And yet it wasn't news. So you've already answered my question. It's obvious that the people behind those events, were very clearly not the Muslims or the Arabs. They were people whom the mass media in America have some reason to protect. All right, we're going to the break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, talk a little bit more with Mark, then we'll go to the phone.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here with Mark Glenn talking about something which we do need to know about, which should be the subject of a congressional investigation, which will never happen. You know, Mark, it occurred to me that there are a few people out there. You know, there's not everybody who listens to RBN is necessarily on our side. There's some people who listen to this network just to kind of get a handle on the alternative point of view. And then there are actually some people I know who listen because they like to laugh at what they call our conspiracy theories. They find it a form of entertainment. And, you know, I'll tell you what, those are the kind of people, along with friends like my friend, or along with people like my friend, the Big Shot Lawyer, who is undergoing, I think, a Damascus Road conversion, as they say, these days. But, you know, there's a lot of people who would say, oh, well, if something like that did happen and the Muslims were behind it, the evil Muslims, back in the old days they would have said it was the evil Nazis. Today it's the evil Muslims. People would say, well, the government kept it under wraps because they didn't want to scare the American people. Well, Mark, you know, that argument just doesn't wash because since September 11th, 2001, the U.S. government had done everything it could on every possible basis to scare the American people and to make the American people think that the Muslims were plotting against us.
Exactly.
So the argument that maybe the Muslims were behind it, but the government didn't want to get the country in a panic, that doesn't wash to me.
Absolutely not. They never miss an opportunity to fill us with some form of irrational fear about something. Always making a prediction, you know, I mean, we had Bush before he left office saying the U.S. is going to be hit by another terrorist attack. We had Biden saying that something serious was going to happen within the first 6 months. So they're constantly keeping that low level of fear and anxiety in the undercurrent of the collective American conscience. So this idea that they don't want to panic people is just an out-and-out lie. And going back to what you said before the break, we have to ask the question, why are they not pursuing this? Why are they not? I mean, you know, when if you're playing chess and you're watching as two people play chess and somebody puts a queen out there, which is the most valuable piece on the board, and the other guy doesn't want to take it, you know, you have to ask yourself, why isn't that guy taking it? I mean, there's no risk to him to take it. There's no liability associated with it. Why does he not want that queen? Well, in the same instance here, the fact that they could, I mean, let's face it, if Israel wanted to get this war with Iran started, all they would need to do was to make a very disjointed connection between Iranian traders and money market manipulators and the bank failure. And, you know, you would have, with all of the bankruptcies and foreclosures going on in the world right now, or in the country right now, you would have people screaming for Arab blood. So you know, my personal opinion at this point, my personal theory, Mike, is that this is what they planned to do. They planned to completely collapse the economy in a way that it's not just affecting the people in New York or Washington, D.C., the way that 9/11 did, but literally to bring terror into the lives of 300 million Americans in a real direct way, at which point they would point to an Islamic angle to this. I saw many stories in the Israeli press in the months leading up to this run on the banks where they were predicting this very thing that was going to take place, that the Muslims were going to try to collapse the economy of the United States. So I think that this was what they were planning to do. However, for whatever reason, whether Bernanke and Paulson found Jesus in the last moment and decided that it just was not worth it, or whether there was this rogue element within our intelligence and law enforcement community that stepped in and said, we know where you're going with this, and we're not going to let you do it. Either way, what happened is
that... Excuse me, Mark, let me interrupt there. I know what you mean when you say rogue element. You mean the good guys in this particular case. Yeah.
Exactly, the good guys.
Right.
they stepped in and they said, forget it. You're not going to get away with it. In many ways, Mike, this is much like USS Liberty. They tried to sink this ship, but it wouldn't go down. And then when it didn't go down, they had to come up with a very hastily contrived excuse as to what it was. And then, of course, for 41 years, not to talk about it.
Well, you know, it also reminds me of the Oklahoma City bombing. You know, undoubtedly the intent was to blame that on the Arabs and hook it mm-hmm. to Saddam Hussein. And you know, I think to the credit of the administration of Bill Clinton, mm-hmm. they didn't go along with it.
Yes.
They did
absolutely
not go along with it, so they had to build up another scenario, and all of a sudden it just became Tim McVeigh and Terry Nichols. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think that's exactly right. And the other point again, and just to wrap this up here before we go to the calls, the other point again I think we need to keep in mind is that for such a massive amount of money to be taken out of the money market in such a short time, it couldn't have been just a handful of people doing this.
Mm-hmm.
This apparently had to be a very carefully coordinated thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't see that all of a sudden there were so many million Americans or so many tens of thousands or even 5,000 Americans who suddenly on September 11th between 9 and 11 suddenly just decided to pull their money out of the money market accounts.
Mm-hmm.
That requires you to accept an awful lot of coincidences that just don't sound
exactly
real to me. So So it sounds like somebody was up to some dirty work, and I think I have a pretty good idea who it was. And it wasn't the Muslims, and it wasn't the Nazis.
Or the Vatican.
Or the Vatican, even. And I'm not too pleased with the Vatican these days, but I don't think it was the Vatican either. All right. Well, Mark, let's go to some phone calls. We've got Steve in Chicago. Steve, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Mike, Steve. What's going on?
Well, you know, you were talking about the anti-German sentiment, and I think some of it has to do with the English Americans. I think those people, you know, they have the customs and beliefs of the old country. And one of the things is they see Germany as a rival. And they've had that even before, we can say World War One. They never did get along, and consequently, a lot of this anti-German stuff is coming from the Harrimans and this guy, this David J. Smith, who's a minister down in Texas. And it's just English nationalism. They don't want people to know any other customs or any other language other than English like they do in England.
You know, actually, you know, there is a certain amount, I shouldn't say a certain amount of truth to that. I would say there is a large amount of truth to that. That has been something that's played a part in this country since going back to the American Revolution when it comes right down to it. It's kind of funny. I know someone who's very prominent in the white nationalist movement who's let's put it this way. He's of English stock. And he absolutely hated me for years because he thought I was named after Michael Collins, the Irish rebel. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of that mentality still at work. And then of course my point was there's such an overflow of this anti-German propaganda that we got a good dose of it here in World War One, where they actually looted German shops in different cities around the country, including, I would bet, Chicago. And then of course, we had World War II. And then in recent years, we found even the conservatives and the patriots attacking, using the very same language of the communists, calling people fascists, calling them Nazis, comparing them to Hitler. So it's an ongoing thing, and I'm doing everything I can to erase it as much as I can, but sometimes it seems like a losing battle, Steve.
Well, one of the worst people is Alex Jones. You know, it seems to me he's anglicized. His buddies are Alan Watts and the Watson brothers, and they all have foreign accents. I won't say where they're from, but they're from the British Isles. The point being, you know, he says, you shouldn't say anything about Obama. It's the white man's burden. Well, he gets that from Rudyard Kipling. Studying the English literature, you know, he talks about utopianism, you know, and that's Sir Thomas More. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Then you talk about the angry young men from the 1950s and all these cultural ideas that they have as stemming from that. And, you know, he's always quoting all these sources are from the Daily Mirror or something like, you know, some London. Oh, Financial Times London. That's another big one with him. That's all he does.
Steve, that's a very interesting insight. I guess I don't listen to Alex's show enough, but that does indicate a certain bias there. Of course, I quote Jewish newspapers all the time, but at the same time, I'm coming from a different angle. That's very, very interesting, though. That's a very interesting insight, Steve.
I'll let you go because I need that other caller.
Thanks
a lot, Mike and Mark Glenn.
Appreciate that. That was very interesting, Mark. Very interesting. All right, let's go to Arizona with Rick.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi, Rick.
You know, I think you guys are too quick to believe a liar. You know, the TV, all the TV is a liar, and that politician moving his lips is a liar. And I'll tell you why. Robbie Noel came out with the story a couple of weeks ago or whatever it was, but it was the day it happened was September 17th. And he said that's why gold went up $100. Well, if they were running the money markets to a $5 trillion pace, gold would have went to $2,000 an ounce. Now, this guy's coming out, and he's leaking this story to justify the thievery that's going on in this country, the fear that they wanted, the fear that they used to shake everybody down. I don't believe any of it.
Well, Rick, I'll tell you what. I didn't actually see it. I've only heard what Mark has described. And so now I've heard your interesting point of view. But I tell you what, I don't think that every single action taken by every single politician at every given time is something that is totally calculated. It sounds to me, and again, I didn't see, did you see this thing, Rick?
Well,
did you actually see Congressman Kanjorski being interviewed?
No, I heard the interview on RBN. He played it back.
Okay, so you did hear it play back then.
Yeah, he played it back.
So
and
you
I heard
think,
the lady.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I just go ahead. I heard the whole thing.
Yeah, okay. Well, as I say, it just sounds to me like Kanjorski was shooting from the hip, but he was shooting from the hip with truth. I mean, it sounds to me like he was upset. He felt like he was on the spot, and he was going to tell something out of school. I think that's what happened. Now, you say Robbie Noel says otherwise? Well, you know, that's
Robbie Noel says the same thing you're saying. Robbie Noel says the same thing you're saying. But Robbie Noel justifies it by saying gold went up $100 an ounce that day because of that. If that thing was a $5 trillion run pace, gold would have went to $2,000 an ounce, and that whole thing would have been engineered to make money on the gold side, too. So, I mean, I'm just thinking that let's not be too quick to believe these stories from these politicians because all they do is lie.
Well, you know, I...
let me ask you this.
Go ahead, Mark.
Did you happen to see the video of Brad Sherman, the Democrat from California, where he was talking about how certain members of Congress had been warned by the administration that if they did not pass this bank bailout, that there would be a martial law in the streets and
exactly. I saw it. But it's the same modus operandi. They're shaking you down with fear. It's all they do. They come at you with martial law. You know what? You could never have martial law in America. There's not enough police. There's not enough military people. There's too many people. The country's too widespread. It's all baloney. Now, I'm just saying, as far as I'm concerned, when I see a politician talking, he's lying. And anything coming out of the TV is a lie.
You know, Rick, I'll tell you what, I find myself in a real quandary here because I agree with virtually everything you're saying, but I'm looking at it from a completely different angle.
Same
I like you guys. I don't want to blow up, poop on your party or nothing.
Not at all. I mean, I appreciate it. I think Mark does too. We have Bill from Ohio who he wants to talk to Rick. So let's bring Bill up. Bill, are you there?
I'm here. Good evening.
Okay, and I think Rick, we still have you, don't we?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, Bill and Rick, it's yours.
Great. Rick, I hope you well know that the ETFs, gold and silver, some of the commodity prices that are traded, that's done in paper through Barclays, and it used to be through Lehman. If you don't believe those markets are manipulated, you are out of your mind. The spot price between real gold and paper gold is, I mean, there's somewhere between a 10 to a 15% premium. Try to find gold as an ounce on eBay. That's probably the best indication of the true intrinsic value of that metal right now. And if you go back and you look at a chart, just even from September through where we are now in January, it was back down to like mid 700s. I own a fair amount of it, and I follow it daily. And I know a little bit about it. I know a little bit about the markets, having been involved in it for years. I think this was real. I think that this was, in some sense, a blackmail, as it were. And we know who holds the cards, and I think where our money is now.
Well, the way I look at it like this, I'm not disputing about the – I'm just saying is if – they were really running the money markets. Gold would have probably went to $2,000.
They suppress it, my friend. Just as they got the plunge protection team in place, you got Goldman Sachs in place, and that is their job to control those markets. I worked as a broker for many, many years, and as an independent trader, I know a little bit about it. These markets are manipulated.
I'm not arguing that.
I mean, in the same way that the Federal Reserve controls money and money supply, and hence, through that, our credit supply, and they can create bubbles and boom cycles and busts at will. And it's no different on Wall Street.
I know all that. I know the whole thing is contrived. But I'm just saying it for the simple fact that a politician comes out and blows us out on C-SPAN. Look, all they do is lie. It's to justify ripping us off. It's just like the Israelis going to attack Iran. Israel's never going to attack Iran. It's impossible. It's a suicide mission. It's all to fuel speculation into the market.
But they won't. They'll just get us to do their dirty work as they have for the last three, 4 decades.
Can I ask you a question?
Hey, Mark, you're going to have to hold your question. In fact, everybody just hang on there. This is interesting. We have to go to the break here.
Sure.
All right, folks, remember, RBN has business cards available, $8 per 100. That way you can promote RBN. Give RBN a call, 800-724-2719, or drop them a note, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Do that, folks. Help promote RBN every way you can. We need all the support out there we can get. Stay tuned now. We'll be back in a minute.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back here. Spirited little discussion here. As I see it, our caller, Rick from Arizona, is very cynical and doesn't believe much of anything he hears in the mass media with good reason, whereas Bill, who called in to talk to Rick, says that there is good, solid reason to believe that there was some deliberate manipulation here and that we haven't gotten a whole story. Rick, is that a fair assessment from your point of view?
Well, Mike, I'm looking at a chart of gold right now, and right about the time of September 11th in 2008, gold was $735 an ounce. Within 2 weeks, it shot up over to over $900 an ounce, and it's now at about $945 per ounce.
Well, look, I'll just leave you with this.
That's a 50% increase in 2 weeks.
Okay.
You said gold would shoot up. Well, it did. It was up 50% in 2 weeks. Go to a chart. Go to Yahoo.
Okay, I believe you. I'm not arguing that. I believe there's manipulation, but I don't believe anything coming out of a politician's mouth, and nothing comes out of the TV unless it's planned. Believe me. Nothing comes out of that box, especially if
we can track this, though. We can track the outflow out of the money market index. And those indexes,
look,
this can be tracked. This is verifiable. This isn't any conspiracy.
Well, Rick, let me ask you this. Rick, in other words, you think that Congressman Kanjorski was told to go on C-SPAN and say just that?
He was in my opinion, there's a high likelihood he was seeding the story because it ended up on Michael Savage. I listened to Savage one day, and Michael Savage said George Soros probably was running the market. Look, they might have had a run, but for it to run at a pace of $5 trillion, and the way they come off of it, it sounds like a seeded story to justify all the ripoff that's going on. Because I'll tell you what.
Well, no, money, we know that money is being moved. I mean, we know it's going out of equities, and it's going into commodities. It's going into other exchange-traded funds, ETFs. We know this, especially commodities. I think you're going to see a big commodity bull market. I'm just telling you, the week in question, that September 11th, 2008, go to Yahoo, go to markets, and type in the symbol GLD, which stands for gold, on the ETFs, the exchange-traded funds. Gold was up over 50% in a two-week period. That is a huge move. That's a huge move. There's a lot of consolidation, and now we're at near breakouts right now at $950. That's not even spot price. That's the exchange-traded price. We're close to $1,000 an ounce.
Okay, but I just, I think we'll all be better off if we do not believe the TV or any politician.
I agree with you on that, Rick. Yeah, we agree there, but let's not talk ourselves out of the truth either.
Well,
chime in here for just a second.
Go ahead.
Unfortunately, in the world of organized crime and whatnot, once in a while we have to believe the testimony of guys like Joseph Vallaki and Sammy the Bull Gravano. And you can probably rest assured that most of what they're telling you is the truth because they know it's their only option. They're desperate at that point. They know that they're going to get killed by their own guys, so they're running to the protection of organized society instead of organized crime. So in this case, I think that once in a while, these politicians, when they find themselves up with their back against the wall, I think that once in a while they will tell the truth, and I, for one, happen to put stock in what Kanjorski said.
This is verifiable. We can look at the money market outflows, and especially given that day, and we can see where some of the money went. Obviously, gold was up 40% in a two-week period. This is not hard to track, and it can be done. In fact, I may make it my homework assignment or my week work assignment. I don't know.
Mike, let's teach a lesson to you.
Fellas,
this is what happens when you marry well.
Well, we're running out of time. Thanks to Mark, Rick, to Bill. Everybody else, apologies to those we couldn't bring up. Well, we had a good discussion there in any case. There must be some truth in there somewhere. All right, folks, thanks for listening in. Hope you have a very good evening. We'll see you here tomorrow night, God willing. Stay tuned for more good programming on RBN.
With recent